also the lack of access road, coupled with the already harsh economic conditions in the area, has led to the youth vacating their classrooms and migrating to the cities in search of non-existing jobs. They end up tasking menial jobs that can threaten their very lives under the vigorous of the weather, including malaria and cholera infections. Finally, the area has been tagged overseas, perhaps because of its inaccessibility. There are many rivers and streams to cross over. As a result, some public servants often refuse postings to the place. Also, proper services such as healthcare often do not reach the people, especially pregnant women and children, timely enough, thus leading to maternal death and other preventable deaths from snake bites and malaria. I appeal to the communities to be moved by the Nablo communal spirit and come out in their numbers to support when work commence. I am told you will readily provide communal labor for the project. I also call on our developmental partners, benevolent organizations, companies, and public-spirited individuals to support this worthy cause with the needed resources. In conclusion, the document before us, which we saw at the river today, which the technocrat took us through, is the prototype drift bridge and the estimates of materials required for the construction of the drift bridge. The technical people are here to guide through. Let us carefully look at it. In view of the fact that the bridge will be communal labor, I want to conclude by advising that we should start mobilizing ourselves to site for early execution of the project before the rains set in.